Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome.
Hello.
The shambles. Good again. Live sounds like link up to Paddy. How are
Voice
you, Paddy?
Chat. I'm well. We're doing a remote. Hello?
You're there, aren't you?
I am there. Is it lagging?
Don't hang up on me, mate. Hey?
Oh, hello. How are you feeling? This is quite nice. I quite like doing this.
I've got quite used to it now. I mean, it's like, you know, obviously we're going to have to do it for quite a long time. And, you know, it took fucking hours to set up. But I think we're pretty sorted, aren't we?
Yeah, don't worry. I mean, you know, this style of recording works absolutely fine.
Works absolutely fine. I think we can just stick with it for the foreseeable future. But have you been all right? Where are you right now? What are you up to?
Been all right. Sorry, I'm getting a really big echo. Is that
what?
Is that hello?
What do you mean?
I think it's. Hang on. One sec.
What are you doing? It's fine, mate. It's fine.
Just in
the cavernous room, aren't you?
One sec. You look.
What?
Jump.
You're just Improvise. You're in some kind of large cavern again. I know what you like. You love the dank spaces and the bats, don't you? Hang on. I think there's some kind of murderer.
What's then together?
It's that room.
We were in the dim room.
This isn't great, is it?
I thought it was
fun. It's not great radio.
It took a long time.
Yeah, that was a big setup for very little.
I know.
It's a bit of a shambles, isn't it?
Yeah.
Pod shambles.
Nice.
The shambles has landed once again. And we're in the same bloody place, Paddy.
Don't you always love it when like on shows like this and stuff like that, when the people they've walked in.
A zany intro.
It's like they've walked in.
Been beamed down from Omicron Persei 8.
Oh, and they come in they've been talking for hours.
He's been here for bloody years.
Oh no.
We act as if we just met.
Exactly.
Hey.
How
you doing? I know how you're doing because you're my roomy. Flatty. It's not roomy. If we shared a room, that'd be a different story altogether.
That would be very different.
I don't think I could share a room with you.
No.
You've got lots of habits I find quite questionable.
Like what?
The hat, for a start.
The hat?
You keep a lot of things under there that I'm not comfortable with.
I don't think that's...
Knives. You know, phone numbers of prostitutes. Not for yourself, I understand. I mean, you may not
for
very
others.
Clear. You know, just to hand out at a party.
A little database.
A little database. You've got a tiny chihuahua in there who's quite racist.
I know. Occasionally he speaks in my voice. I have to explain it. And be like, no, I'm sorry.
That's a very convenient excuse, isn't it?
It would be.
Yeah. But he is also a comic impersonation of a Mexican man. So it kind of backfires.
I know.
He's also a pastiche himself.
I think I'd be quite a good roommate.
Yeah, what would you do? Would you get rid of weevils for me?
I'd get rid of all your weevils.
All my biscuits.
Because you have this barrel of biscuits.
Ready for my voyage to Tahiti.
But you never eat them.
And Captain Cook's on a meal.
You don't even like biscuits.
I love weevils, though.
Yeah, there's something about them.
It's so endearing.
What does a weevil look like?
Oh, it's like a little, imagine a little hen. But instead of feathers, he's got spikes.
But weevils,
little hen.
You know, whenever you learn about like the Navy or like boats or stuff, like when you're at school,
in Navy studies,
one of the things that everyone remembers learning about in primary school or secondary school or whatever, whenever you did history and it was like, oh, the Napoleonic War, weevils. It's always like,
because they're a big fucking deal.
And the
deal.
Sailors, I'll tell you what they had to do. They had biscuits that went off, and these weevils. And weevils, they don't arise in any other situation.
They're just historically important, apparently.
Yeah, in every battle, it's always the sailors were tired. The biscuits were full of weevils, you know, and the rum was running out or whatever. And it's like,
and they all got scurvy.
Yeah, they all got scurvy, and they needed vitamin C and weevils.
So they didn't have any Flintstones tablets. And they didn't have any, you know, didn't have any
Flintstones chewable vitamin C. That stuff is brilliant.
They had those. If you could go back in time, right, to solve any crisis, I would go back to a ship and just give them
a ship,
one ship. Right, Mary Rose. Go on, Mary Rose. Okay, I give them a little Flintstones chewable vitamin C pouch, and I'd be like, you want
to save all their lives?
Hey,
why wouldn't you distribute them to the rest of the Navy? Oh, but you'd also have to pick sides.
Yeah, Mary Rose, English.
Unless you were, you know, going to pull a, was Florence Nightingale, you know, heal everyone.
Oh, yeah.
That's another of those old history tales. Florence Nightingale.
Putting flowers in vases overnight.
She was a nurse, but she healed all of the people. You know, she wasn't like a druid. But weevils, they're one of those historical things everyone knows about, and they always have that thing that's like, and sometimes the sailors didn't even mind because they ate them for the protein.
Protein. It's a delicious weevily protein.
Oh, have all of these weevils, why don't you? And like, they just
a lovely weevil fricassee.
It's one of those facts that you always learn about. Like, oh, the Incas, they only went and bloody ate guinea pigs.
I didn't know that.
That's the only thing I know about the Incas.
I knew that they kind of played that football game and they like llamas and they kill people on top of pyramids.
That was the road to El Dorado.
Ah, it wasn't a big guitar. And they were, there's the waterfall. Who's going to be on there? It's fine.
We're a bit like Miguel and Tulio.
Miguel and Tulio, are their names?
Yeah. Miguel and Tulio. Yeah.
Which one are you?
I love that film. I'm Miguel.
I'm the other one.
Yeah. No, I'm the one with the long blonde hair.
Of course you are.
Bits.
So I'm the one with the really suave one with dark hair.
Yeah, you're the pretty one with the kind of Elvis haircut.
Oh yeah, that is me. That is
I'm doing a sort of hat mime.
I see. Yeah. It doesn't look like Elvis.
Sounds like gulls.
Oh, get off my head.
Oh, get off.
What have we been up to? We've not been up to much, though, have you? You've just moved all your shit in.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was so we moved in today.
Do you want to tell listeners what we moved? Who are you telling what you decided to be a good idea to bring?
Okay, basically, it's a long story, but
it's a life raft, isn't it?
So, like, you know, everyone has something in their family, like an heirloom or something like that.
Usually, Paddy, it's like a watch or, you know, a ring. Or maybe
a satchel.
Exactly.
Full of dreams.
Easy to carry.
Yeah,
like a satchel.
Well, basically, there's something that's been in my family for a very long time, and it's a full-size pool table.
Of course it is. Of course it is.
Basically, my dad, a couple of years ago said, look, I'm thinking of selling it, and... You know, me and all of my brothers and sisters, as if there's like hundreds of us, by the way. They're all, and we're all like, no, don't, you can't sell it. This has been, you know, since all of us were children. Like,
the three of you, wasn't it?
There's five.
Three.
There is five of us.
Somewhere between three and nine.
Yeah. And we had this thing for ages, and so I said, look, I'm going to take it off your hands. And so I decided to take it to my flat in London, which was on the ground floor last year. Ground floor flat.
Ground floor, fine.
But this year, moving in with you, and you live on the third story of a tower block.
Well, don't make it sound like it's
I know.
For choosing an inconvenient place for your pool table to live.
It is my fault.
Yes.
But I didn't quite comprehend. Like, one, it's in two parts, so you've got the body of the pool table.
Yeah.
And then the slate, which is the surface.
Heavy bit.
The felt bit. And basically, it takes three people to lift it, but it is still the heaviest thing you've ever lifted. Like, it should take five to lift it, but you have the strength of three
for telling
men.
Me. I did. Like, I ate them. That's why.
And
all their powers.
You and I and our very lovely friend Chris had to, in the pouring rain as well, carry this pool table across Bethnal Green, get it out of the van, and you know, get it up the stairs. And you have
very small stairs.
I feel like a broken human. Thank you for doing that, by the way.
I just remember it when we were literally dragging it across the concrete floor, ripping up all the felt.
All the felt ripping.
And we this is great that we're doing this. We're a lovely pool table,
and we were all so tired that it was in our flat. Forget it. We'll get it refelted. Just.
And do you want to say what you use it for? Because that's the really good thing.
So the thing is, I've never lived anywhere that's big enough to have a pool table. So the slate. It goes under the bed.
Yeah.
And the body
of gremlins.
The body of the pool table is my shelving unit. Yes. Because because of the nature of pool tables, it has all these slats and
Shame that they're all slanted, isn't it? Yeah. That's a real shame. You did a full approval.
Well, it's now in the... It took us 1:10 to get it from the bottom of the stairs to the top of the stairs.
I'm glad you timed it.
I did. It was probably the worst 1:10 of my life. We managed it. But I brought all my other lovely things. I brought my PS2.
Yeah.
Nintendo 64.
Yeah, great. PS4. All the up-to-date consoles.
All the big names.
All the ones I haven't paid already.
And I brought all my old games. We are going to have a brilliant time.
We are going to have a brilliant time. We're going to do anything. We might do some videos.
Do some videos. Finally launch the fucking YouTube channel that we've been planning.
It's still there.
We've been planning it for years.
I've been working on the description very carefully.
Absolutely. Well, we've got loads of... We're not going to tell you anything about it. We've got this mega idea. Yeah. And it's going to be... Like, Laurie and I are going to be the spearhead of the operation.
Ooh, operation.
Oh, sounds good, doesn't it? Operation Fuck Salt. Salt Fuck. Oh.
When would a situation ever
watch
call...
Watch out for the salt. Oh, dear!
When a situation ever call for, fuck salt?
Oh, I don't know.
It's not like you're fucking someone. You go someone really made this better if I had some granules.
Some salt.
Just to, give me a bit of friction in this situation.
I don't mean, granules of salt. I mean, like blocks of salt.
Well, like a salt lick.
Yeah.
So if you get a bit knackered in the middle of fucking, you just have a little salt lick.
I just remembered this. My grandma used to keep donkeys, and they had a salt lick, and I used to lick the salt lick.
Oh, Paddy.
But no, I'd like be playing with the donkeys, and I'd be like, well, this is brilliant, and it tastes fantastic. It tastes like salt.
Yeah.
But it turned out it was like, these donkeys have been licking this thing for like a year and a half.
They've been wiping their bums on it as well.
Probably shitting on it.
Shoving up their arse.
Playing backdoor games of poker to get for all the drugs.
Spitting all over it, yeah.
Oh, God, it was awful.
Fucking donkeys.
I used to adamantly lick the salt lick when my grandma wasn't looking because I'd be like, oh, this is delicious, but I probably shouldn't be doing it. There was a reason I shouldn't be doing it.
Forbidden
salt. It made me very ill. Very ill. Not only, too much sodium kills you. Luckily for me, I did.
Still
here.
You ate lots of Lucozade as well to balance it out.
Oh, God, I had
with electrolytes.
How did we get... Yeah, so we've moved in.
Hey!
And it's brilliant. And thank you for taking me in. We live with the marvellous Zach.
It's all right. I do feel like a bit of a kind of Fagin character taking in Street Urchin.
Yeah.
Training him up to do YouTube videos.
Yeah, exactly.
And go out and make me money.
But the YouTube series is going to be mega, and it's going to, we're going to have all these different... Oh, these people are going to get involved. Like, couple you've heard before, couple of new faces might be joining us.
Friends old and new.
Oh, yeah. Bethlehem, Nazareth, origins. What the fuck was that?
Great. Oh, God, glad I got this to report to.
So now my room is just through that
just
door.
Just over there, mate. You were there before, weren't you?
It's lovely.
Now you're in here.
It's a really nice room as well.
Oh, you got the best room.
I did get the best room.
You see, me and Zach were wondering. We were like, we could take the best. We could just have it because he wouldn't know. He's only got a little brain. We'd figure it out.
A little brain?
A tiny little one.
I have quite a small head.
Oh,
I do.
And we thought we'd sneak in there. And then we both realised we'd have to move all of our stuff.
Yeah.
Actually, it wasn't worth it.
It wasn't worth it.
And I've left a lot of rank little things in the corners here. So
yeah. But that's the thing. I think if I'd have taken, for instance, if you moved into the big room, mm-hmm. I'd have taken this room, obviously, but then we would have still recorded it in here.
That's true. We wouldn't be able to get past that.
Which might give it... We should try doing a couple of episodes in my room. Ooh. See if it shakes stuff up.
Oh, my God.
And also, the whole... I think we should try maybe voice chat.
No, you saw how that went before. I get very angry. Oh. But we because we've been kind of, in and out a lot, we've missed all the big issues happening right now.
Absolutely. I've been living under a rock.
Syria. That happens. Absolutely. Let's not touch that with a stick.
Oh, there.
There's a film about Lady Diana. That looks fucking awful
that
as well.
That is terrible.
What else is
I haven't
shit?
Seen it. I just know
it's
it is.
It's just...
What's it called? Like, Our Lady.
The Lady.
Oh, the Lady of the Lamp.
The Lady in the car crash.
Candle in my ass. apparently it's atrocious and I'm not fucking surprised.
Let's not go near that.
What else has happened?
Royal Babby. We missed him, didn't we?
Yeah, but that was a long...
I know.
We missed that at like... episode 6.
We're very out of touch.
What is this? Episode 14.
Jesus.
God, this how is far brilliant. We come.
But we've missed the big one this week.
Oh.
Only the biggest game ever
has
come out, hasn't it?
GTA
apparently,
5.
Say the pundits.
How'd you get
a gig as a gaming pundit, do you reckon?
A gaming pundit?
Yeah, do you have to like, you just have to observe games?
Like a pundit of grapes.
Yes, exactly.
Like I think I've made that joke before. And it's not even grapes, it's strawberries. Landed. You don't get a pundit of, fucking hell.
Oh, fucking rude.
Didn't
yeah.
land last time.
We don't have GTA 5 though, do we?
No, like, well basically, I don't know about you, but
I'm already object to it.
Oh, fuck off. No, I just, the last GTA... Oh, God, this is going to sound like... Oh, look at how weird I am. The last GTA game I owned was GTA London.
Oh, bloody wonderful.
What a game. And I used to... I don't think I even owned it. I borrowed it off my friend Aiden when I was about, I don't know, 9?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's good. It was a deep cut in the Paddy Mythos.
Yeah, and I didn't... And then I didn't get... I didn't play GTA 2. Or was that GTA 2? Was London?
No, GTA, maybe, but GTA 2 was another top-downy one,
okay.
Definitely.
And I remember GTA 3 coming out, and I didn't get it because I was like, I'm not really into...
Yeah, well,
I'm not really into that kind of game. And then GTA 4, and there was San Andreas as well somewhere in there.
San Andreas is wicked.
GTA 4 came out, and I remember everyone saying, no, you really should buy this because it's actually a stunningly good game. And I went, great, you know, I'll borrow it off someone. And I never did.
I've still got it somewhere, I think, actually.
I really should play it through.
You can borrow it off me.
Oh, thanks, mate. I'll just walk in.
Pop into our living room. It was one of those games that always borrowed off people.
Yeah.
Especially since, because when it came out, we were not 18, and we couldn't buy it, exactly. It never really... I really enjoyed it, but I used to just play all the cheats and kill all the prostitutes.
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's the...
Vicariously live my dream.
Apparently GTA 4 had, like, a phenomenally good storyline, and GTA 5, it's... That's the thing, all the reviews, all the people who have gone out and bought it at midnight last night, it's been out for 24 hours now. We're recording this at 17 minutes past midnight.
Oh.
Just to fuck up the editing. by the way, maybe we'll give you some timestamps every now and then. People have already been playing it, and the reviews are stunning. Like, and they've all said, like, I don't give a shit if you don't like games that are about shooting people and all this kind of thing. This game is amazing.
Yeah.
It's, like, got a huge map.
And that crazy kind of mechanic where, because you play three people at once, don't you? Three quite different people who are all friends, and you... Well, I say friends, they enjoy running over prostitutes together at the weekend.
Absolutely.
And you get to, if you want to switch them and you're not necessarily doing the same mission, it jumps to wherever they are. And while you're not playing them, they live their own life and they do all their own crazy stuff.
Oh, that's
so
the Sims.
They're not like stuck in a swimming pool.
Just your cat Nico or whatever. Just, exactly. I can't get out of this pool. Was he Italian?
I can't get out of this pool. It's Russian.
Sorry.
Russian. And you jump over stuff and they'll be getting like kicked out of a bar or something. Which is really cool, so you never know what the character's going to be doing.
Yeah.
Which is brilliant. Apparently, it's really fantastic for, you know, like a living world that goes on when you're not watching it, which I think is amazing. That's what I love about. Kind of,
but like, I don't know, the thing about it is like, I also by buying it, supporting the British gaming industry.
Up in Glasgow, tiny little studio. Yeah. Don't know if you heard of them. Rockstar Games.
Amazing.
They're lovely.
But I don't know, I kind of think part of me really wants to just go out and buy it, but I want to play it through as a video game. I don't want to buy it and play it through
as the
oh hey, this is like, oh it's mega, like everyone's killing each other. I just want to play it because it's a brilliant game. I should really just play it as a game.
That's kind of why I didn't pre-order it as well, because it's like, it sounds a very kind of like video game hipster thing to say.
Yeah.
But you almost want to miss out on that hype so you don't have your opinion of it jaded or changed anyway. Because I remember playing Mass Effect 3 when it came out, and obviously there's all that furore about it, and I had to lock myself away and finish it for fear of people...
Yes.
Not even ruining it by ruining the story, but just ruining my experience.
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel like if I had gone out at midnight last night and queued and bought it, I would have gone, well, I have to play this for 5 days straight.
Yeah.
Because I've done that. And, believe
me,
the last game I went and bought, like, on release and, like, queued for a copy, pre-ordered it, everything like that, was Skyrim.
Really? God, I didn't even do it for Skyrim.
Oh, man, that's the thing. I remember I told myself I wasn't going to do it. I was like, I'm not going to do it. And then actually, my girlfriend said, she said, look, how long have you been waiting for this game? And I was like, since Oblivion. And she was like, I don't know what that is. And I was, okay, it was this game. And it was a long-winded story. And she was like, well, look, you've been waiting for this for years. Go and spend 40 quid on it, because... I never buy games at like full price when they come out. And I thought, actually, you know what? And I went and
Yeah,
and I think I worked extra hard for a shift, got £35 overtime, and then went, okay, I can do this. And I just went and treated myself, and it was brilliant. But then everyone was like, Skyrim's brilliant. And I told all of my friends, you should be playing Skyrim. And other than you and me, most of our mates thought we were just geeks.
Oh, it's so weird. Like, it's so good.
It's so good.
But it is about just dragons and Nords and bards.
But everyone was just like, oh, you're playing Skyrim with your bow and arrow.
Next would be World of Warcraft, probably.
Yeah, and it's like, yes, I used to play World of Warcraft. Yeah, I love
that's
World
a great
of Warcraft.
Game as well.
Fucking hell. Anyway, but yeah, so.
No, mate, last game I did midnight launch for, FIFA.
Oh.
Next game I did midnight launch for, yeah, FIFA.
Oh, really?
Gonna go meet John Terry.
Oh, yeah. No. John Terry.
Yeah, not really.
John Terry.
John Terry. He makes the oranges. The chocolate orange.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's great. Well, maybe we should, like, maybe
basically,
a couple of
come back in 6 months. We'll be playing GTA 5.
Yeah,
we can hear all about the latest gossip.
We can go. We'll wait till it goes down to 30 quid, and then we'll split it. 15 each. Actually, Zach will get in on it.
Yeah,
ten each. Yeah, and then we can, and each of us can play one of the three.
Oh, so we always, so when we sort the character, we have to, like, chuck the controller.
Oh, that'd be brilliant.
All right. Hey, it's this guy. It's your guy.
I tell you what, I am now.
You're some kind of man goose locked in your room. That is what you'll become.
Man goose.
Oh, great. Well, let's go and talk about something else.
Yeah, so this intro is like 15 minutes long.
Let's have a lie down. We'll go to our house in a minute, alright?
Alright.
Bring you a bicky.
Quick sleep.
Put your little nightcap on.
Yeah.
And I'll be with you in a second.
I'm going to go and use our toilet. There's no combination of meat that I wouldn't put into a sandwich, like lamb and parma ham and teriyaki chicken.
Those wouldn't work!
It's Jackie Wilson for you.
Oh,
come on, you know the words.
So talentless.
A monkey in a palm tree.
Palm tree monkey.
Sitting in Barbados, tax-free haven. It's not racist because it's Hawaiian. I'm Jack Johnson. So, the thing we've all been waiting to talk about.
Yeah?
Podcasts.
Oh.
Now, I just,
How meta.
No, I was thinking about this because, like, both of us listen to a lot of podcasts.
We do. We spend a lot of time listening to a lot of shit.
And, like, you know, it's one of the things that I guess got us to do this.
Yeah, definitely.
It's one of the things that went, oh, okay, no, I want to do one of them. And we, you know, and luckily we share exactly the same tastes.
Yeah, so we both love Bit of Adam and Joe.
Bit of Adam and Joe. Oh,
love
God.
Them. What Listen heroes.
To their discography basically, so many times. Adam and Joe.
Why can't they come back? When are they going
to
return?
Oh, I don't know.
To the
I still.
British cast.
Whenever Adam Buxton appears on something, like we go to all of his live shows,
yeah.
We met him.
We did.
We did. We went and met him.
We scared him a bit, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hello, Adam. Yeah. Oh, I love you.
Oh, it was really fanny.
Oh, could you touch me?
And of course, Peacock and Gamble.
Yes, big fans.
Which it's probably the most recent one I've really gone
probably
into.
Probably the one we rip off most.
And I remember I've called you at two separate, because recently I met both Peacock and Gamble separately at two different gigs, and I called you after each one and was like, I just had a beer with Ray Peacock.
I've just
spent the afternoon with Ed Gamble. Like, and it's really lovely because
very jealous.
They're just brilliant. But I mean, my favorite podcast is the Yog Pod.
Oh, Yog Pod.
Yog Pod. I don't know if it so hang on, like those three, if anyone hasn't heard any
of those. I was
going to
say, Adam and Joe is quite a catch-all, lots of people would like it. Peacock and Gamble maybe is more of a comedian's podcast,
yeah.
You know? And then Yog Pod is...
It's more gamer.
Big old geek podcast.
Like, that's the... It's proper... It's just proper down-to-earth two men talking, and it's just wonderful.
They are just brilliant. And they're both... I think the nice thing about them all is they've got their own characters, like, sorted out.
Yeah.
I think that's what a lot of podcasts do wrong.
Oh.
Let's not get into that.
Occasionally.
Let's not slag off the competition.
Hello.
Crazy day.
So podcasts, I think, are really... Are they still new?
Probably not. Reckon? No, iPods were a long time ago, mate.
I know, but I still consider them as sort of an emerging media.
Emerging media.
Emerging media.
But then a surprising number of your friends go, yes, I have your podcast on my iPhone. You go, oh, I didn't know people did that. Still.
Absolutely. And a lot of people that I haven't necessarily told about this, will call me up and go, oh, by the way, I listened to your new episode last night. It's really good. And you're like, what? Like, you hate me.
We had a big fight. Yeah, I killed your dad.
I broke a chair over your mum's arm. God, that was
cool. That was a good night, though. Good night. Great night.
But yeah, and I just, I think podcasts are really important. I'm really glad that we do one that people
there's something,
like.
There's something so kind of personal about it as well, because they're always in your ears.
Yeah.
And it's always when you're, you know, they always kind of kick in when you're somewhere particularly, and it's always on the bus or like on the train or, you know, when you're going somewhere.
Yeah, they're so portable. And I think, like, I don't know, like, because I've always thought with music, like, I know if I like an album when I can listen to it on my own, and that's like, and that's like, I can be on a bus, well, and I've heard the album 1,000 times before, but I can put it on and still go, this is wonderful.
Yeah.
And that's what I now do with podcasts. Like, if I walk I walk everywhere basically, because the tube is really expensive.
Edinburgh and back. That's why it took so fucking long,
exactly.
Isn't it?
It took ages. It took me a whole fucking month. And I listen to it when I'm walking or when I'm on the bus or like when anything. And I just know there's something very, as you said, there's something very personal about the connection between
familiar.
The I guess you'd say the hosts and the listener. And
there's an amazing one, actually. The one I would recommend to people who like radio, you know, Jarvis Cocker.
Of Pulp fame. I met Jarvis Cocker.
Did you?
I did.
All right, fuck off. Wait to torpedo my story.
He was moving house, and
he was
like the vat. Basically, I was at a pub.
I'm just moving from one house to the other.
Why is he bowing?
Just moving.
So I was sat outside a pub. I was with our mate James, and Jarvis Cocker. He just kept walking back and forward, and I was like, is that Jarvis Cocker? Jarvis Cocker? And James was like, yeah, he's gone past like 40 times, always carrying like a lamp,
one thing,
and then he'd come back with nothing.
Very
and
inefficient
go
way to
past
house.
With a printer. Like, is he robbing? Like, is he
finally
decided?
Turned to a life of crime?
Yeah. It's like, oh, Pulp isn't doing too well, you know. And yeah, and it turned out he was moving house, and eventually I was like, look, do you want some help?
In a wider sense.
And like, I was trying to be like, oh, I don't know who you are, I'm just a nice guy. And he was like, no, thank you, my wife's helping me. And I went, oh, of course. And then I said, Mrs. Cocker. And he was like,
as
well,
if it's a joke.
Well, yeah. And I was like, by the way, I'm a really big fan of your stuff. I've approached this in the wrong way. And he was like, yeah, but it doesn't matter. Like lovely to meet you. And I got him to write a letter that said, Dear Emma, love Jarvis Cocker. And it was just very, very sweet. And
Emma's your alter ego, isn't it?
She,
you wear a dress.
My other personality.
Yes.
And he was a really nice guy. Sorry. But his podcast is brilliant.
It's brilliant because he does a thing called the Sunday Surgery, something like that on Six Music, which is, you know, it's meant to be like a very Sunday morning hungover show, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
And he goes, and he does this beautiful thing when he goes like, oh, well, hello, come on in. Come on in, the fire's nice and warm. Come and sit down. Here you go, take your coat off. Here's a cup of tea. Now, what have you been up to? Really? Oh, interesting. Here's a song you might enjoy. And it's like you've come and said hi to him, you know?
That's really nice, really? Because there's... I think that this is something that... actually, I was listening to Yogpod the other day, and they're talking about... they were talking about sort of autumn. Well, more specifically, they were going... So, you know, summer's over and it's starting to rain a bit in London and all this kind of thing. And I was walking along.
As it always does.
That's the thing. I was walking along and I was like, yeah, it is actually. And they were like, the evenings are getting darker earlier. And I was like, yeah, no, they really are. It was like, yeah, there's all the crunchy leaves on the floor. And like, they basically, I mean, it was very vague, but it described my situation. And I went, yeah, no, this is awesome. This is really cool, and I really like it
really,
when a podcast
really
speaks
personal.
To you like that.
Mm.
And I figure we don't do that.
We've got to tap that market.
We've got to tap that market.
Yes.
We don't. Maybe we haven't.
I like it.
We need to. We need to identify with the common man,
the youth for today,
or woman,
or
you know, and you
woman,
know, and
woman.
And I don't think I'm sure. Jesus, I'm sure a lot of people listen to our stuff, and maybe
three women.
And I'm sure a lot of people listen to our stuff. And maybe some of them are like, maybe the reason some of them listen is because they go, oh, no, I agree with that.
Oh, yeah, and I remember when I found a salmon that's lived me in.
Yeah, no,
I remember when I went on a fucking adventure.
I have similar opinions about that
Barbosa.
Thing. You know, yeah, of course, I went on that adventure. And, yeah, and I think maybe we need to start describing scenarios.
Okay. What have you got in mind?
Well, like, I don't know, just like, not like Derren Brown shit, but like, I reckon if we describe a situation.
Right.
Right. The odds are, out of all of our listeners, one person will be in that exact situation. Okay. And it'll A, freak the shit out of them. Actually, an addendum to A, now that we've told them, might not happen. But B, it gives you this really wonderful feeling that you're like, oh, people understand me. Do you know what I mean? Like, so I think we should try it. Should we do one each?
Go on, you can.
And then you can email us and say that like the lorry dream came true or the paddy dream came true.
But I wouldn't want the lorry dream to come true. Three women.
Okay, so who wants to go first? Do you want to go first? Shall I go
no,
first?
You go first. Go on, you try because I think you've got more of a grasp.
Okay, so I'm gonna try for some realism.
If you want any sound effects, just let me know.
It's been a good day. It's been a good day today. Well, it's been all right. I mean, you know, like I know that you had a bit of a row earlier, but you know what? That's totally good. We all have them all the time, you know. Laurie and I, we row
domestics,
you know. And hang on, it's my dream. why am I calling them dreams?
No, they're
going to be called dreams. Okay, I've decided. So I know you had that row, but like, don't worry. Like this kind of thing blows over all the time, and people forget that. You know, and as you're walking down the street, and all the street lamps are on.
That time of year.
Yeah, exactly. It's not snowing.
No.
Why would it be?
Why?
No. Unless you're in Sweden. But
is it not?
Is it snowing in Sweden?
Is it snowing?
I don't know. Why am I looking to you for help?
I don't know.
The street lamps are on. Oh, look, that one's flickering. See, specific.
No.
Yeah, that one's flickering. Oh, look, that man over the road. He looks like a prick, doesn't he? Look at that. Wow. Yeah. Oh, look at him. Look at how he walks.
Oh, he's got a waddle.
And that jumper. Like,
how old are you? 50?
He might be 50. Like, that's the thing, you see. And, you know, oh, he's past you now. It's fine. Just keep walking. Just keep walking.
Don't stare at
me. I know that you're on the pavement. And a minute ago, you walked onto the road for a minute, you know, maybe to get around a hedge.
What's the hedge? In the middle of the pavement?
Maybe, get, you know, when someone else is walking.
Oh, right. When a hedge starts growing onto the pavement.
You know, when someone else is walking towards you on the pavement, occasionally you walk into the road. Maybe not to avoid a hedge, but to avoid another. Oh,
maybe to hedge your bits.
Oh, someone else has just passed you. She was attractive. I'll give you that. But you know what? It's never going to happen because you're not.
You are.
And I know a lot of people think you are. And I know that you know that a lot of people. So it's fine.
Even if you don't think you are yourself.
I know you're looking forward to getting home, but you were considering. I know you were probably meant to meet someone at the pub tonight, and you're now thinking, I might not bother.
Okay.
Because you want to go home and play GTA 5.
Maybe. Oh.
Yeah. Or watch the season finale of Breaking Bad. Has that happened yet? I don't watch Breaking Bad. I'm sorry.
2 weeks
away. That's not personal. If I talk about something I don't, you can go and watch that Breaking Bad, can you? I hear he's very good.
What's Jennifer up to this week?
Oh, I don't know.
She's probably got some of that heroin.
Is he selling some of that cocaine again? Oh God, what is he like in his biohazard?
Get back to the Battle of God. Back to the dream quickly.
And how does he manage it? He's only 4 foot.
You're losing them, buddy.
Sorry. So maybe you'll go and why don't you rewatch an episode of Friends? You know, what about, you remember that one where Joey and Chandler have the baby and they, and they leave it on the bus. And that is, that is a brilliant episode.
That didn't happen.
Yes, they do.
They didn't have a baby.
No, they're looking after Ross's baby.
Okay.
They're looking after Ben and they leave him on the bus. And then, you remember, don't you, listener? And then they
you're
have to go
them,
and
man.
Get
you're
him.
Losing them.
No, that's a bit. And he goes, and you remember, flip a coin because there's two babies. And he goes, okay, heads or tails. And he goes, you have to assign heads to something. And he goes, okay, well, ducks is heads. But never mind. Anyway, maybe you should rewatch a bit of Friends. Don't bother with How I Met Your Mother.
No. Oh, hey, I quite like that.
Really?
Well, you've lost me immediately.
All right, sorry. Well, some people maybe you do like that, and you know what? That's fine. But you know, just tonight, maybe change your sheets because you've been meaning to do that for a while.
You had a big wank yesterday, didn't you?
And
it's everywhere,
dude. for once, why don't you take your shoes off when you're inside?
I always do.
I don't. You say, I really should. I live here now, don't I?
Muddying my carpets.
Sorry, I'll take them off. And then you can get into your bed, which is on the left hand side of your room.
Half the audience.
Turn on the lamp. Everyone has a lamp. Read a book, maybe.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
okay, more specific as we go on.
You might have already had dinner, but maybe make a sandwich. You know that sandwich you like?
Bed sandwich.
Bovril and chicken.
Okay, you're off.
No. Make a cheese sandwich. There you go.
That's a bit boring.
And listen to Pod Shambles.
Well, that was so neat and tidy.
That was good.
I bet everyone.
No, okay. So what I'm saying is probability.
I reckon maybe someone 20% of that. Maybe one person.
Yeah, no, but someone, even if it's only a couple of bits.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Laurie's eating ice cream.
I'm not. And
well, I
maybe you're eating ice cream.
As a housewarming present, I bought us some tiny tubs of little ice cream, and we've got those little plastic spoon things.
Which make it more fun, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. What flavour's yours?
Because it's harder. Mine is it's ice cream. It's got some stuff in it. There's mango, passion fruit, and lime.
Is it a sorbet?
No.
No, it's a cream.
It's an ice cream. It's a cream.
Mine's raspberry.
No, that's a bit boring.
No, I'd like half of yours.
Well, you can't.
Right.
All right.
You do yours. All right. Describe.
Okay.
Right. So.
Okay,
so
I think I've got the idea. Okay.
So if my dream. If my dream came true.
Yeah.
Email us.
If my dream came true.
And let us know.
Podshambles@gmail.com.
Yeah, or tweet us.
At Podshambles.
Or
send us a letter now, because it comes to both of us. At Podshambles Towers.
Don't tell them our address.
It's 19
Podshambles Lane.
Podcast Way.
London.
No.
L-
Manchester.
O-
ND. 0 N.
Ooh. Leak speak.
Okay, so my. Right, okay, I got it. Okay.
All right.
Okay. So let's say you're just waking up in the morning, okay?
Why would this already
be on? Listen! All right, maybe it's your alarm. Have you thought of that?
No, I haven't thought of
that. Okay, so you've just woken up. You're feeling really groggy and you've just come over to your computer or your laptop or your phone or your other device. You press play and you've gone, ah. You're listening to these guys go on a bit and you've had a cup of coffee already. You might have another one. And you look out the window and the sun is rising on a battlefield. Strewn with corpses.
What?
Of the people you once loved and knew. But it's fine. You remember that. That was yesterday in the war. But, you know, you're slowly getting over it. You know, it wasn't your fault they all died. You did everything you could. And you look over in the corner and there's old Bob. He lost both his legs, but he's still going.
Old Bob.
And he says,
because he's old.
But you know he's really saying, thanks, mate. Thanks for putting on the Podshambles. And you remember, of course, the whole battle arose because the Dragon Kings came back, tried to take all the dragons, and you know, being half dragon.
You have warped this.
You weren't that keen on it. So you're drinking a second cup of coffee. Realism. And I don't know, maybe you've got the paper. Hey, everyone loves the paper. You've read the sports section. Yeah, the hippogriff contest was won by a hippogriff.
No.
it was. That's what would happen if they listened to this in this situation. And it's about that time you realize that life really. Yeah, it's a bit rubbish at the moment. Because, you know, you're in the middle of a worn, torn, fantastical world. And you, I don't know, hopefully this podcast brings you a bit of sunshine, a bit of light. You can share with old Krusty Bob in the corner.
Old Krusty Bob.
And that's the podcast.
Right, so you can email us and let us know...
Podcast.
How close you now feel to Paddy, or how alienated you now feel to Laurie.
How close you feel to Laurie in your time of need. The Dragon Priests of Erebor fucked everyone over.
That is so unpersonal. Now, let's go. I have a question for you.
Oh,
a little question.
I'm ready. I'm in my question chair.
Do you still watch cartoons?
Do I? Yes, do I is the answer to that question. I love a good old cartoon. I love watching all the old Cartoon Network ones we watched when we were little kiddies.
Like what?
Cow and Chicken.
Cow and Chicken.
Brilliant. Johnny Bravo. Yeah. Brilliant. Dexter's Laboratory. Brilliant.
Yeah, man.
I also watched the other day.
Real Monsters.
I liked that. I never was loved it.
That was Nickelodeon, actually.
Yeah. I was watching the other day Rocco's Modern Life. Did you ever watch that?
No.
Which is a fantastic one about a wallaby who moves to America. He's got a really Australian accent. He wears little Hawaiian shirts. and his neighbours are toads.
Sounds amazing.
He lives next door to toads who are really horrible and loud. and his best mate's a cow. I can't remember the cow's name. It's just brilliant. And he worked, but it's quite kind of adult. A lot of weird jokes. Yeah. He works for like what is suggested to be like a phone sex line and stuff. But it's never really. He talks to people all day, and it's always women kind of.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thing and it's always about, you know, I can't remember. Anyway, it's very funny.
Is this a kid's show?
Yeah. But it's a bit like Cow and Chicken's quite fucking weird at times.
Yeah, with the naked devil man.
Yeah. Bounces in on his bum cheeks.
Yeah, exactly. Always his bum is out. From a cat dog.
People wonder why I find bum so funny.
Cat dog, I used to like cat dog.
Cat dog's ace. Barbar.
But these are all slightly more recent than like going like way back.
Oh yeah?
Like I'm trying to remember what I used to watch when I was
Bambino.
Yeah, a little Bambino.
Mine like. Was Bob. I used to watch Fireman Sam, not a cartoon.
The raccoons.
That raccoon.
Yeah.
Oh. Run with us. We got everything. You're not going to sing it?
No.
Right. Okay. I like a twat.
Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Never liked that. Fucking irritating.
We are the Chipmunks.
That's not funny.
You didn't like that.
That gets not funny after about 15 seconds, that voice.
What else was it? Arthur?
Hated Arthur.
Arthur was a weird one, wasn't
it? Do you know what was worse than Arthur? Was D fucking W in that cartoon.
Oh,
his
yeah.
Little, his little sister. What a twat.
Oh, man. Ugh. If you could start again...
Oh,
like if you made children's TV shows, would you make them fucking weird? Like what? Actually, definitely. No, more specifically, what kind of character would like?
Well, it's got to be an animal, hasn't it? It's got to be some kind of anthropomorph. It's no fun just having Bob the Builder or something.
Yeah.
All right. So I would have a tiny little pig called Grunty Pig.
Grunty Pig.
He's really tiny. And he's already my favourite pig. And he's really, he keeps getting to scrapes. He's a bit useless and he can't read. But he goes, I'm Grunty Pig.
Not Piglet.
No. He's more pathetic. But he. So it starts out of him in high school getting really bullied.
Oh, right. So he goes to school.
Yeah, it starts off like that.
Okay.
And he gets bullied by the, I don't know, the alligators or something. The alligator gang.
What's everyone got against alligators?
Gator gang.
That's the Gator Gang, okay.
But then it really quickly moves on to him going to college.
Right.
Finding a nice girlfriend. It's still being a bit hard, but he gets by. He still has, like, he has this lovable sidekick who's a cow. I've used that already, but cow. a lesbian cow called Ermintrude, and teaches the kids a lot about, you know, all that.
You love the name Ermintrude, don't you?
It's a great name for a cow. It's the perfect name. But then it would get really weird. It would then go into his young adult life and him trying to get a job, and it would get really depressing and horrible.
Oh.
And you realise, and the moral of Grunty Pig would be that, you know, life isn't always like a cartoon. Sometimes it's a bit shit. And you've just got to kind of get by it. And in the end, it's fine because he gets married and has a kid, and it's, you know, slightly lost. He doesn't really know what he's doing, but, you know, he's done something, hasn't he?
And they end up, you know, kissing with open eyes and...
Yeah, exactly. Loveless. Not sex, but, you know.
Yeah.
Grunty time, they call it.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's quite dark.
I know, but the best cartoons are a bit dark, I think.
Well, yeah.
I like to be depressed.
Yeah, but, like, it follows quite a linear story, the whole, like, you know... It's,
yeah, but that's the thing, is that it's quite a kind of drama-centric story, but then it's really silly and... you know, what would yours be about?
I don't know. I mean, I think, oh, that's the problem. Like, I now want to do like 10.
Yeah, okay. Give me just give me the character, the main character.
Okay.
Go.
Okay. Battle Goose.
Right. Is this like an anime series?
Battle Goose! Hang on. He is a goose. Like, right. He doesn't have like arms. Okay. No, as in he's got wings.
No, geese do not have arms, Paddy.
But he doesn't have like hands. You can't change him to be. He is a goose.
He is a goose, but he's animated.
Yes, he's wearing one of those. He's wearing like a little green helmet, right? Like one of the old like World War One like piss pot.
Oh, helmet. I see. Yeah.
One of them, and he's got like a bullet belt. Going from one ring,
but how
like,
could he use
round
it?
His bum? No, that's the thing. Like, no.
Like, just got
and he's
show.
Got. I don't know. Maybe he's got like a little like leather belt that's sort of his utility belt.
Okay, what's
he's
he got
like
on
a grenade.
Can't use it.
Handcuffs.
Can't use them.
No. He's got. I don't know. Maybe some rope. Right. A radio. No.
Was he just?
No. He's more
into?
Old school. He's more old school.
Well, he's got a tin can with string.
Yes. Yes. He totally does. But right. and he calls HQ on it.
What do you say to HQ?
No. Okay. Here's the. No. Okay. So HQ has got to be. I don't know. Maybe another goose. Actually, maybe instead of making all different animals, they're these two geese. The other goose is like his best friend.
Okay.
Right. But
the best a friend a goose can have.
Yeah, exactly. Like thick as geese. And
thick as geese.
You know, goose say, goose do. You know, and he's and like he calls him, and then his friend loves him very much, but knows that he has these like delusions of grandeur.
No, oh, that's really sad.
No. But that like here's the narrative arc is that at the beginning. Battle Goose is really like. So he
Battle Goose's actual name is that what he calls
he's
himself?
Not, yeah, he. It's the show is called Battle Goose.
Right.
Maybe he's called I don't know, like Sarge or something, or like Major Feathers.
Major Feathers.
and right. So what he doesn't want to be like in the war zone. He wants to be like a tactician or a general. He wants to be a general. He wants to be a leader.
He has
a little medal that he made
out of a bottle cap.
Yeah, like but like everything looks quite authentic except the medal, and all he's ever wanted is to win a medal. Here we go. This is there now. Now we're getting into the crux of the story.
Central plot point.
Okay. So basically, at the beginning, it's his friend sort of being like, okay, Sarge, you know, whereas his friend leads a relatively normal life for a goose.
As an accountant.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's got to be, there's got to be something wacky. Like, he's in accounts. You're absolutely right.
Just counting pebbles and speak.
And he has all these phones that he can, you know, he's answering all the time. But one of them is just the cam and that's attached to Battle Goose.
And
somewhere.
You just hear like,
and every now and then it's like, it's like, come in. And he's like, oh. Sorry, I'll have to call you back. And he picks up.
Wife.
And he's like, "Hello, Sarge." And Battle Goose is like, "We gotta get the tanks moving." He's like, "Okay, Sarge. I'm sure we'll, you know." And you can see it in the first couple of episodes of him struggling, but then Battle Goose starts to succeed.
There was a real battle.
No. Not necessarily. Like, it can't be about war.
That'd be dark.
But he sort of does build a team,
right?
Kind of like a crack squadron, like sort of a cross between like Ocean's 11. And Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, because those are two kid-friendly films, aren't
they? Yeah, like through Monsters Inc. And
that's
so
horrifying.
No, and he makes all these friends, and they kind of accept him as their leader
because they're all a bit
and that's
screwy
like,
too.
Yeah, well, not necessarily. It's just that he's a very good, he's a good friend, and he's like the idea is he's a good enough leader to follow. And it's about believing in yourself, right? But he doesn't take them to war. They actually end up accomplishing quite good things.
They just help people.
Yeah, they actually help people. Like, you know, like maybe one day the laundromat explodes. Right.
That's, again, a child-friendly story.
Again, no, sorry, that shouldn't happen this early in the season. Okay, so maybe one day, I don't know, someone gets lost. There you go.
And they go on a reconnaissance mission.
They go on a reconnaissance mission. And so he builds
retrieves
his team.
The VIP.
And he's got a little bear. Little bear,
little
right?
Bear, what's he
little
do?
Bear. The bear is very clumsy because he's a bear.
A fucking bear.
But he's also very strong. But he doesn't believe that he's strong.
Oh,
he needs someone to say, you can do
himself.
It. You
believe
can.
In yourself, bear.
And his name is... No, at the beginning, his name is Fat Bear. And everyone calls him Fat Bear. But then by the end... He's called
Finn
Colonel Bear.
Colonel Bear.
Yeah, and maybe not military. He's called Nah, he's Colonel Bear. And yeah, and like there's a bear, and maybe there's a mouse who thinks that he's good for nothing because he's little and he can't do anything, but he can get into all the reconnaissance. Yeah,
yeah.
He's the one going through
the satellite dish on his head.
He's got the holes in the wall. He's the one. Yeah, he can work radios. That's his thing.
He is a radio.
Yes.
His tail is an antenna.
Yeah, and he could have little, like, and there could be like a comedy moment where.
And his ears are little radar dishes.
Yes. Oh. And he puts two wires together and it goes bzzz like that and he goes wah! But then they get a signal. And yeah, and basically Battle Goose ends up leading this team, and then his friend ends up realizing that actually all along, instead of like humouring Battle Goose, he should have joined Battle Goose. Right?
I'm sorry, Battle Goose.
And his friend's called, you know, Marv.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So Marv puts down all his accounting papers. Says, wife, I won't be home for dinner.
No, Marv isn't married. That's key because Battle Goose is technically, he doesn't realise this, but Battle Goose is all Marv has. And he's been, you know, humouring him and thinking that he's the bigger goose.
It's become a love story.
You know, he thinks like, no, you know, I've got my life sorted. I've got my job. And, you know, look at Battle Goose. You know, what's his name again? Sergeant Goose. Sarge, that's it. And he's like, Sarge, you know, he's such an idiot. He thinks that all this kind of thing. But yeah, I kind of love him. And then the final episode, right, is Battle Goose has assembled this team.
Right.
And they've pulled off this amazing thing that maybe saves the city or saves the country or something like that. And the final shot is Marv is on the phone and the can goes, right, and it goes, HQ, come in, HQ, you know. And so and Marv, he looks at the phone and there's a guy on the other end of the line going like, come on,
we
got to get the Brussels deal. Like, this is it for you, Marv, if you don't do this. And Marv very slowly hangs up the phone, right?
Picks up Baldur's.
And he looks at the can. And he brings the can up to his ear and goes, I'm on my way. Right? And then maybe he opens the drawer of his desk.
And he's got a knife.
No. he's got the head of someone. No. He opens the drawer of his desk and he's got a little helmet and a little bullet thing.
And a little medal.
And a little medal.
A real
oh my
medal.
God, a real medal.
That his grandfather gave
that
him.
That his grandfather.
In the war.
Yes.
And he keeps talking, Battle Goose, you're never a proper soldier. And he remembers his granddad saying, oh, I once, you know, beheaded a shark in the war and they gave me a medal. He's like, you're not a real soldier, Battle Goose.
But then Marv goes and finds him.
Yeah.
And Marv puts on the helmet and the bullets.
Yeah.
And then he takes the fake medal off Battle Goose.
And you think it's done.
You think that's him, so it's over. And then he puts the new one on.
And it's a real medal.
And you know,
from World War II.
Yeah. How?
For killing the Germans.
No. But no, I think, I've actually,
that's really nice.
It's really,
should we make that?
That's a really,
that's such a good idea.
I'm just,
how long
I'm
are you
picturing,
sitting
I can
on that?
See the cinematography, I can
yeah.
see, and Battle Goose, and like all of his friends, and like, and the story of Marv is if anything, as important
as the story of Battle Goose.
Like, and the contrast between, you know, not being one of the crowd and all this kind of thing, and just like when he puts down that phone, you can, you know,
that's the moment.
The Housewives
that's
of
the
America, they're in tears.
That's the fucking Oscar moment.
That
who
is
would
it.
Play who would
Ben
play?
Affleck?
Ben,
no. Who would play them?
Yeah.
Well, they'd have to be voice actors, wouldn't they?
Yeah. Okay, but who'd be the wacky voice actors? I reckon the bear could be Will Ferrell.
No,
a little bit bluster. All right, fine.
No, I just
fuck
think
you.
No. I think Will Ferrell would make like too many people would then watch it because Will Ferrell was the bear,
oh, you're
and they'd
love
and they just
people.
Love the bear.
We've got to have people we've actually heard of, haven't you?
Well, yeah, okay, fair enough.
Maybe we'll leave the voice actors.
I imagine,
later.
Battle Goose, right? Mm. Nathan Fillion,
nice.
Okay,
really gruff,
yeah,
and businesslike,
absolutely.
But
has a tender side,
yeah,
and thereby, I don't know. And then Marv could either be slightly
kill
older,
me,
he could be Bill Nye.
Yes, but it's a bit too.
Yeah,
nice,
no, that's, I suppose.
Yeah.
How about? He could be Stephen Merchant.
Stephen Merchant. Oh, hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's silly though.
Oh,
isn't
yeah,
it?
But no, that'd be too funny, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And Marv's character's meant to.
What about me?
You,
me,
brilliant,
great.
And then I'll play the bear.
Yeah,
yeah,
done.
Yeah, sweet.
Got a deal, mate.
Deal.
Shake hands.
Shake hands.
Shake hands.
That'll get it made. I'm gonna make you a star, motherfucker.
You stand right here, boy. I'll send you on all the screens. All the screens. You
all
wanna
the
go, screen. You wanna go to Barbados?
I got it.
I can go to Barbados.
Oh,
Jack.
Oh.
His name was Pablo. More Spanish spider. He wore a pair of espadrilles and drank cider.
So, you know, we've been doing this for a while. I think we need to start making some more money because we've made none. so far, haven't we?
No.
Got nothing, have we?
Oh, God, I've got jack shit.
Not that we're bitter or anything.
No.
God, no. But, you know, money's nice.
Should we
just do, like, a Kickstarter just for, like, us?
I'd like to eventually do a Kickstarter.
But we have to have a project. You can't just do a Kickstarter and be like, I need money. You have to give people stuff as well.
Yeah. Speaking of Kickstarter, by the way, I just want to really quickly mention this.
Because you didn't mention last week, did we?
So our friend Liam, who you will be hearing on the podcast at some point soon.
I'm sure.
He's called Liam Welton. He is a fantastically good games designer. He is doing a Kickstarter at the moment for a game called Sunless Sea.
His company, who are Fail Better Games.
Yes.
Who are very, really, really good. They've done it's Fallen in London, isn't it?
Yeah, Fallen in London.
Big, it's like a browser game. Really brilliant. If you haven't checked that out, go and check it out.
You should definitely.
They've made this amazing world. It's like a kind of fictionalized London.
Yeah.
But it's constantly in darkness. There's no. It's brilliant. It's brilliant. Really, really gothic, really kind of steampunky.
And really good storytelling. Yeah, that's the main thing.
And incredible storytelling. Like, for what is a browser game, you'd expect it just to be a load of, you know, boring text. It's fantastic. So immersive.
Awesome.
This is a new Kickstarter, isn't it? For a new game.
New game.
Which is about building ships and going exploring in the Sunless Sea.
Yeah, exactly. Which is like this incredible world that they've designed. And like, we've seen like some like sort of alpha builds of it and stuff like that. And it's just amazing. So
you have to customize your ship and it's all about light. And if you shine your light, monsters come. So you have to work out when you're going to use your light.
And you have, your crew, and there's, like, you know, it's all the relationships between the crew, and, like, there's, like, mutinies, and, like, there's attacks, and, like, all this kind of... It's amazing. So, basically, look that up, Sunless Sea on Kickstarter.
I think £10 or $10 gives you a copy of the game.
Yeah.
A DRM-free copy
absolutely.
Of the game.
So definitely give money to it. I mean, they're totally going to hit the target.
Definitely.
They're
doing really well. They got a backer, I think someone at PAX, you know, the Penny Arcade Expo.
Yeah.
Gave them a shout out, and they some other developer gave them quite a good
BioWare gave them
it's BioWare. Yeah. There you go. So good names behind it. Get on that.
Absolutely do.
If you give them loads of money, you can design a character.
Have a monster designed for you.
Do all that. Just give them money.
But yeah, anyway, sorry, but that's that. Like, definitely check
Google
it out.
Sunless Sea.
Sunless Sea. But yeah, like we don't currently have a project worthy of giving money to.
But I do not always. Oh, I tell you what, we could do though.
What?
Everyone needs a tie-in.
Yeah.
Bit of merchandise.
Merch.
People would love to buy our merch. We're gonna have a little table, and we could just have a couple of things on it, like a coaster. And like a croissant with our faces on.
Where will we put this table?
At the shambles expedition.
I don't know. The pod expo.
Somewhere. There's somewhere they'd have us. We could get a little table
we
in.
We could
you
do
know,
like a little video of all reclaim. The items going past. Like you know.
An inflatable teddy bear.
What would you want?
Oh, do you know what the mark of a, you know, mark of success is?
What?
Lunchbox.
Lunchbox?
Lunchbox.
Lunchbox.
I mean, no one uses them
when
anymore.
When did you last use a lunchbox?
When I was 8. I had my swimming lessons at RAF Bryce Norton.
Oh, wow.
Let's have a lunchbox to go there. But yeah, beloved children's characters belong on a lunchbox, we are beloved children's characters.
What would you want on the lunchbox?
Just a big picture of my face.
Just your face?
Just not yours.
Not mine. I'm in the lunchbox.
Yes!
Yeah, no, the lunchbox comes with a little paddy finger puppet.
What?
That's in the lunchbox.
That's really weird. So I'm the big,
so
like,
you open
cavernous
Laurie's,
lunchbox.
Yeah, you open Laurie's, like, you know, and the lunchbox
mouth.
Could be your head. You open it, and
I don't think many people would want to eat their
a little paddy finger puppet. Hello!
So you live inside my mouth.
Yeah. And like,
with the food. That's like very weird.
Well, like a little puppet. Like
a marionette.
Yeah, with strings and everything. Like that's a really old school one with one of those cross sectional.
It costs like £50, though.
Yeah.
No one would buy that. Lunchbox, tenner.
Lunchbox, well, fair enough. What would it be made out of? Plastic or
steel.
Steel.
Stainless steel. Doubles
zinc.
As a handy weapon.
Mercury.
Zinc. You can't make a lunchbox without mercury. It's a fucking liquid.
Potassium.
A liquid at room temperature. Potassium's really reactive.
Lime
with
scale.
With water.
Slake.
Stop saying words.
Okay.
I don't know. What bright ideas do you have apart from your fucking puppets?
I I'd like something. So wait, if we, so we got to have stuff that's you and I. You, okay, so the four.
It's got to feature us.
Okay, so the five things. Okay. Right, that you have to have. These are the five sort of design bases.
Based on what?
No. Okay, you have to have one that's like the name. So you have to have something that says Pod Shambles or PS.
Yeah, everything all over
like
it.
That. All over it. You know. Then you have the ones that are pictures of you and me, probably done in some kind of wacky cartoon style. That you know, and it's us doing something entertaining.
A jig.
Then you've got to have stuff that has me on it and stuff that has you on it.
Okay.
For like the people who
can battle,
who have their favourites,
which can battle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, like Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like that, and then butterfly knives. So, don't even say Pod Shambles on them. We just sell knives.
We just sell knives to kids.
Yeah. Absolutely. Under the pretense.
You don't have to
Oh, yeah. No, of course. I really want this for Christmas. It's from my favourite podcast, and it's just a knife.
You don't have to go to a French market anymore, kids. You just come straight to the
French market. I used to buy so many knives.
Bongos, knives, and crackers.
Catapults.
And catapults.
Black Widow catapults.
And drugs.
And ridiculous items of vegetable stuff that you never put in anything.
Being 14 was brilliant. I remember bringing my dad back a bit of cheese from France in my bag, and it stank the whole bag out.
And you always think, oh,
Pod Shambles cheese.
Oh, what would it be?
Oh, Pond le Shambles.
Well, half of it would have to be like half your cheese and half my cheese. What's your favourite cheese?
I only want to pick one that's really incompatible with yours.
Oh, okay.
I have like, I don't know, like a Roquefort. Really blue and mouldy.
Okay.
And you could have, you know.
I don't want anything creamy.
A Cheshire.
No, fuck Cheshire.
You're so Cheshire.
I'd be a Parmesan.
Oh, more crumbly.
Vinegar sprinkling on everything.
Dry and crumbly.
Have me with balsamic vinegar. Ooh. Yeah. You see, everyone likes a bit
of
Parmesan.
Mine would be wine and grapes.
Wine and grapes. Oh, you're the refined taste. Yeah. Mine's just like, oh, how much vinegar can I fill onto this cheese?
And then
number five is stuff that relates to something we've said, or like maybe like the choose your own adventure character.
Inflatable postal salmon.
Exactly.
You have a little cannon.
By the way, we really need to do
out.
Another choose your own adventure. We need to do another one of those. I've drawn a map.
That worked well, didn't it?
Stay tuned for that. That'll be in a couple of weeks' time, or maybe even next week. Who knows? So those would be the five things. So I don't know. For Paddy personal gear, I think an oversized beanie.
Oh, I see. Tying your image.
Tying my hair.
You have to have long hair to wear
it. It could have, like, you know when you buy those like rubbish Bob Marley hats that say Bob Marley and they have the dreads built into them.
Yours
be like that, with like really long,
or it's just
horribly
like a really
dead blonde
like a really
hair.
Padded hat with hair inside it.
Yeah, so no one ever sees the hair, but it just makes the hat I look like
bulky.
I look like the mother alien.
You look like got some horrible tumour.
Yeah, exactly. I like big beanies that maybe like just like, you know, like a little logo that says like Pudge.
Or like, you know, a snapback cap.
Yeah.
That just, for the kids.
Oh, man, that'd be
for Jay-Z.
And like, you know, you've got t-shirts, which would be obvious, you know, all of them. If anyone wants to design any of this
dungarees.
Stuff, way, dungarees.
Pod Shambles dungarees.
Dressing gowns. Aikido geese.
No.
Yeah, that's
so wrong.
I love Aikido.
Yeah, sure, but I don't know many people.
Bow staffs.
Pod Shambles bow staffs.
Mace.
No. Wrong. Bad.
What about shoes?
Oh, yeah, but like they'd have to be horrendous shoes.
Oh, yeah, and then one would be a lorry shoe and one a paddy shoe.
Mine would be a platform shoe.
Yeah, yours is like a ridiculous platform shoe and mine's like
a
Doc Martin.
Really flat.
Yeah, like a steel toe-capped plimsoll.
Constantly dragging your big, hefty metal foot behind you with your little face on the toe.
I'd like tankards. Like
yeah,
steins.
That'd be good. With our faces at the bottom. So when you finish your drink,
Hello. Why don't you listen to the podcast and give us some money?
Please, thank you.
Yeah, and maybe, I don't know, like scratch plates for guitars.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that'd be great.
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Sure.
PC monitors.
Monitor.
Pool tables.
No.
We could deliver them.
No, we couldn't. I'm not delivering another fucking pool table to
anyone. No, I actually love that. Slate. We could have Pochelle's slate
for your roof.
Yeah, for your expensive roof. Marble for your carvings.
Thatch. Posh Shambles Thatch.
It's like full of holes. And it's it's like it's straw and finger puppets, like woven together.
I think we need to snip this in the bud.
No, absolutely not. Let's keep going. Wardrobes. Desks. Lamps. Oh, lamps that have like the shade projects our faces onto the wall.
That'd be terrifying.
Laser pens.
Giving that to your child and there being a big old.
Give them lasers.
Yeah.
Kids love lasers.
So basically, we come to the conclusion.
Cigarettes.
Anything you can get from a French market is what we want to. We want to corner the French market. And sell everything you buy there. So cheese, knives,
cigarettes. I love my own smoke.
And
paddy cigarette.
Duck à l'orange.
Oh man, we could put little speakers inside it. So as
inside the duck.
Yeah. So whenever you take a bite, like one of our voices goes, "Oh, that was nice, wasn't it?
That was tasty. What else is tasty? A podcast.
Yeah,
download it.
Oh, I tell you what. You know what would go really nice with this? Bit of pod cheese.
I think we should start sponsoring other people's podcasts. Just to piggyback on this, so we get all this money, all these thousands of pounds, and then we sponsor Adam and Joe.
What's
so the beginning goes, BBC Six Music, Adam and Joe. No, why not try Pod Shambles?
Yeah,
they like Adam and Joe, so do you.
Adam
coincidence?
And Joe on Six Music.
Music.
Yeah, it's really cool, isn't it? Yeah. It's all like, oh, down the king. I don't know, but yeah, basically posters.
Oh, yeah, it's easy.
Posters and coasters.
Coasters.
They come together as a double pack.
Oh, because the posters are in a cylindrical box and then you can fill it with coasters.
Oh,
yeah. You get in shape.
Or the poster is made out of coasters.
Oh, that's too much.
And you go, and it's bread and you can toast it.
And it's bread.
And it's bread.
How would that work?
You know that famous saying, it's bread.
The best thing, you remember when you were a child, you remember those days, and you go to the supermarket and you could get your Bernard Matthews turkey, or you get your, something else, or you get a fucking
Mickey.
Bernard Matthews.
What the fuck is a Bernard Matthews turkey?
Bernard Matthews, the people that make turkey, the slices of turkey.
People that make turkey.
Have you honestly never heard of Bernard
turkey
Matthews?
Turkey makes turkey.
Have you never heard of Bernard Matthews?
No.
Are you shitting me?
I have no idea.
You've never heard of... Right, listeners, if you've not heard of Bernard Matthews, I want to hear from you, because I don't think there's anyone, Paddy. I think you're on your own. They make processed turkey.
But
that's like their one thing. They make like turkey Twizzlers and all this stuff, and they do like sliced turkey.
Well, I ate turkey Twizzlers when I was like 6.
All right, that's exactly what I fucking said, isn't it?
But I don't remember who made them.
They're really famous.
What? Oh, of course. Yeah,
right. If you go
Twizzlers,
go back into fucking Sainsbury's, right?
Right.
Go to the turkey aisle. All the turkeys are there.
Right.
You will see Bernard Matthews plastered on all those products. They do turkey. They do chicken. They do turkey ham.
Right.
Which is just turkey and a
ham. I'm not denying that.
Anyway.
I've eaten this.
Anyway, one of the things they did, you'll remember this, I'm sure. They did these weird, there were some of the Mickey Mouse heads made out of different coloured meats.
Yes, and you could pop out the eyes.
And the Thomas the Tank ones and stuff.
Yeah.
Pod Shambles, one of them.
Oh,
put it in your sandwich.
Pop out the eyes.
Pop out the eyes, eat the eyes, put the rest in the sandwich for later.
That'd be brilliant. Bernard Matthews?
I can't believe you haven't heard of that.
Tonbridge Wells, oh, Tonbridge Wells, on the River Wells. Tonbridge Wells, Tonbridge Wells.
Let's try it. It might be really good. Okay. Hello.
We
are
the
time
for
an
end
of
the
podcast. Podcast, one word. Never mind. So,
we
have
decided
that
we
are
going
to
maybe do
the
end
of
the
podcast.
Yes.
So,
hold
your
aunties
and
handbags
and
other
things.
It's
going
to
be
a
wild
goose
chase
to
the
Malmesbury
farm
: that's punctuation, not the word code.
Okay. You
will
shit
or
not,
depending
on
your
continence. I,
Paddy,
declare
that
all
previous
make this racist
previous
episodes
of
the
pod
shambles.
That's one word.
Oh,
are
going
to
be.
You can't declare all the previous episodes are going to be something.
Remembered.
Yeah, good.
As
pretty
much
okay.
And
this
episode
probably
will
be
remembered
as
pretty
much
worse.
Yeah. That's great. I'm really glad we decided to. That went really fucking well.
We decided we needed to do something fun to go into the outro, and
yeah, that happened.
I thought that was really fun.
Yeah, really fun. Like,
oh,
cholera.
Mate. I've really enjoyed this episode. This is the first episode of us living together, and
oh,
I think
bloody hell.
Oh, I don't know.
Really shows, doesn't it?
I'm looking forward to editing it and finding out if it's any different.
Oh, if the ambiance is different.
Oh, ambiance different.
Oh, different ambiance. We haven't heard from a couple of our friends for a long time.
Mm.
Have we? Is that Postal Salmon followed you over? Did he come with you? Did you bring him? No, are you shitting me?
I made an error.
I said one thing when you left that house. I said two things. I said, forget that fucking pool table.
Yeah.
And I said, don't forget. Who did I say not to forget?
The Postal Salmon.
What did you do? Bought the pool table
and listened to the postal service.
And yes, exactly.
I'm sorry.
A seminal album.
I made a mistake. I was meant to ask the question on Twitter and publicise it so we could get a load of emails.
Yeah, and little postal salmon's been out of a job this week.
Because
he's been on the dole.
I've been moving
all his
house.
All of his row.
His row.
Yeah, little
his
sand.
Any legs.
Yeah. Destitute. Out of house. I mean, kicked out.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Of the cannon.
He's on strike.
Oh, he is.
Oh, that would have been better.
He's been privatised.
He's been privatised.
Oh,
wank all over that. Topical. Have some of that.
Topical wank.
Topical wank.
Oh,
so,
tropical
I'm
wank.
Sorry. I'm going to reiterate the question now.
Okay.
And then I'm going to Twitter the shit out of it. Shitter, if you will. Yeah, shitter.
No, that's not a good
okay.
name.
So the question was, last week, the question was,
yes.
What has made you lose faith in humanity?
What incident?
What has happened to you?
We're not talking about, Miley Cyrus twerking all over Robin fuck. that's not funny. Yeah,
no, cool.
That's just a poor young lady basically being a prostitute, and it's not her fault. Not her fault that her dad is Billy Ray Cyrus, okay? If your dad was Billy Ray Cyrus, you'd do the same thing.
What we're more talking about is, like, you know when you try and open a can?
Yeah.
And then a shark
and
attacks.
Loads of worms come out of it.
Like, I'm talking about, like, things that you've just gone, oh, really? So, yes, I mean, like do get in touch with us.
Send
us in, please. I'll remember to do that.
And I'll put out a trail of breadcrumbs for the postal salmon, so hopefully he'll come home.
And another thing that hasn't been happening recently...
Banjo solo.
Another thing that hasn't been happening is Choose Your Own Adventure. I said that very quickly.
Well done.
I'm gonna show you my map.
That sounds dirty.
I know. Next week.
Map to your groin.
Basically, I can't even remember where we were in the story.
In the cave.
Are we still in the cave?
No, because we got to the cave of Jack Bastard. Oh, God, I can't remember.
Captain Jack Bastard,
we had the fake adventure, but the sideline adventure and the alternate reality.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
we got back, and then we got to the cave properly.
This story is so well written.
Hey, it's
intricate
epic.
Prop
Game of Thrones.
Bands.
Fuck off.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, Game
yeah,
of Thrones.
Take that.
Take out the tits.
Breaking who? Breaking Bad.
You've made that joke three times this podcast. Day.
Hello. Oh, God. So I just want to be done with
Jesse,
the kids.
Jesse.
See, it means,
I've,
means
I've
nothing
made,
to me.
I've made drugs, Jesse. Jesse.
Team,
Jesse.
Team Rocket.
Lusting
off at the speed of light, Jesse.
Meowth, that's right.
Meowth, that's right. So I will. I promise. Yeah. I'll actually write some more of it, and you will experience some fucking. Are you showing me your shoulder?
No.
You harlot. You fucking harlot.
Look how nude it is.
I know. Oh.
Yeah, do that. That'd be great.
I will
I'll
do
really
that. We'll bring
that
back
that.
Because. Don't be so sarky. Because we have had a lot of people, and genuinely, we have had a lot of people saying, why hasn't that
Where
happened?
Has it been? Who are
so
you?
It's coming back. Don't worry.
Watch his face.
Why don't you make us some images? Oh, hang on. Okay, this is on Twitter, and we posted it on Twitter.
Yes.
Someone did a bit of art.
A wonderful art, yes.
So
two people.
Loads of people, actually.
Yes.
We keep getting people sending us
Well, there are two we can name, aren't there?
Yeah.
So our Shamble friends, Rebecca,
yeah.
Leo, did one.
And Misha Anker.
Misha Anker did one of our two little faces, which I thought was really lovely.
Really lovely.
But some anonymous contributor has done a fucking amazing picture of the postal stamp. Like, it's literally one of the best things I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
I'll put a link up maybe on our web. Actually, I need to email the person and ask for their permission.
Yes.
I don't know how DeviantArt works, but like...
I think it's...
They've done, like, do check out Rebecca and Misha's things. They're on our Twitter. And the postal stamp thing, I'll put the link to DeviantArt. And it's like, it's a fucking painting.
Yeah.
Of this... Of the salmon. And
wonderfully refined salmon. And
it looks quite like him.
I think he'd be quite flattered.
Yeah, he
because he looks like shit in real life.
Yeah, see, and he's got, you know.
He's singed all over.
Know, he's burnt, he's been fired out of a cannon. He's, you know.
He's a bit like Gravelax.
Poor guy.
Now.
Gravelax!
Yes!
So, yeah, do check them out because it's amazing.
And by the same measure, if anyone else wants to do anything, we promise we will publicise it much better next
Absolutely.
Time.
And also, someone set us up a Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
So we can post bits of our art. I think it's called Art Shambles.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's very new.
Very new. Not
it's very
there.
New. So we'll see what happens with that. But yeah, if it, like the person, like odds are the person who did that painting, I don't know who you are, and Laurie certainly doesn't, because you know, it's thick as shit.
It was me. I was the mystery artist.
I am the wizard. So your odds are you're listening. That's
wizard.
Like, thank you. That's the like that's
Cheers,
one of the
mate.
That's one of the most amazing things anyone's ever done.
Yeah.
Ever. So if you want to do any more.
We'd love to see it.
I'd fucking love to see it. Obviously, yeah. You probably don't know what we look like, so you can't do us, and that's a bit vain to offer.
Paddy looks like... You look like an ostrich.
I look like a budget Kurt Cobain.
That's a good one. But an ostrich.
But an ostrich, yeah, with my...
Yeah, a little furry bum.
How do they...
Little fluffy bum.
Those gulls. So, yeah, do have a look at that, and do another picture, mate, because... You've got a gift.
And we have to share with all the
You could do
channels.
Some of the characters from Choose Your Own Adventure, and then...
Don't give him ideas, Paddy. Don't poison his creative mind. You can do whatever you want.
I want to know what planetarium looks like.
Of us.
No, do engine room fill.
I can't tell him what to do.
Three quarters horse, three quarters man, all shit. yeah, but I'm not going to tell him what to do or her what to do because just...
Just do your thing, mate.
Anyway, we should probably wrap up.
Go to bed together in our bed, our co-bed.
Our co-bed?
Imagine how good that would be.
Cobra.
No, it's not a cobra, Paddy.
Cobra.
They are spitty snakes.
Oh.
We don't like those.
It's a cobra spit. I thought cobras were the... No, they were. That cobras do spit.
Yeah.
What are the rappy ones? You know, the snakes
Snoop Dogg.
The cobras, the snakes that wrap
Boas.
Around people. Boa.
Constrictor.
Boa constrictor.
Anyway.
What's a barracuda? Fish. It's a fish. Never mind.
Well, that's a good place to leave it, isn't it, mate? Only just bow out gracefully.
Thank you for listening.
Cheers.
Tell your friends.
Yeah.
Please tell your friends and subscribe.
Sounds
really
desperate.
I know it does, but we're now we've moved in together. We fucking moved in together. This is real now. We're getting this ball and we're pushing it down a fucking hill.
Do I have to?
You do.
Okay.
You're contractually obliged to.
Oh.
But yeah, now we're kicking this into gear because we live together. So subscribe, tell your friends, rate on iTunes, tell, you know.
Rent a plane.
And
have the banner out the back that says listen to Podchat. You can get it all on. Listen to Podchat, that'd be enough. Podchat.
Yeah. Then, yeah, and if you Google search Podchat after Podshavers, you get Podchat.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
So done. Yeah.
Do that. Cheers, lads.
Do that. Love
and laddies.
You. Yeah. Yeah.
Ladies.
Down the pub. Kicking
all bloody
over.
Fucking football. Who's that? Wait, fuck off, Rooney. You're a fucking head. Better show fucking football. Fuck off.
I'll have another.
I'm going to play Patong. Bit of Patong.
Bit of pint of blood. Thunder. And lightning. This is the sound check. I think it's on a bit high, actually.
Oh.
That's fine. I can adjust whilst
Easy.
We're recording.
On the fly adjustment.
Yeah.
You adjustment know, my flies.
I think I'm going to put it on 40%. I think that might be better.
Like,
when we can...
like the best kind of milk.
Oh. You know, I put these at the end of every episode.
Do you?
I do.
I always
I keep all of them
to.
And put them at the end of the episode. Oh, yeah, you forget
great.
To.
What a lovely little treat for people to hear our fucking inane shite.
Well, that's the thing. It's kind
As
of
we
like...
we work out, we can actually hear ourselves.
It's kind of like a... an epilogue.
Bing.
An epilogue.
Bing.
Epilogue.
Bing.
Epilogue. So sometimes I mention, I like sometimes we mention things that make sense in the episode. Why are you binging? Stop binging.
I'm ready.
And I just wanted to mention, I've started listening to Peacock and Gamble recently.
Yeah.
As of you.
I have.
And they're absolutely brilliant.
But
in one of their episodes,
right.
I didn't know this, and this was released before our one, they have this character called Naughty Keith.
We've done riffed him off.
That Naughty Keith's catchphrase is the word piss. And in
episode... they don't own the word piss.
Well, no, but in episode 5...
I own the word piss.
Building a Megazord, we did a big bit about catchphrases, and one of the catchphrases was shouting the word piss. And I just wanted to... like, I know that this isn't going to matter to anyone, per se, but I just wanted to say, oh, I repeal that. Repeal? Is that the correct use of the
appeal
word?
Appeal the bell.
I'm really
glad. I bet they're so happy you've done that, mate. I bet they'll be writing in.
Yeah, I'm going to tell
Thanks,
them.
Thanks, Podshambles. Thank you for doing our catchphrase and making sure it was us. Thanks for that. That's what you'll say.
Or a drink.
Or a drink.
No, we can't stand. No, okay. All right, sound check.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.